I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car. You can buy him phosphorescent clothes in the dark, he's pink and pleasant. Take him with you when you're traveling far.
The good reverend of the little church of the ravine is standing up for his belief that his flock should be allowed to congregate for Easter services under freedom of religion. Pastor Paul told the assembled fellowship this past Sunday that he felt Rome should keep its nose out of God's business, and God will keep his nose out of theirs. If prayer in this time of pandemic isn't essential, the minister declared, slapping his well-worn, leather-bound King James, then I surely do not know what is. If the Bud Hut can remain open to sell Satan's marijuana merchandise, how is it that this Church of God is considered dangerous? 100 amens rang out in the old steeple church. Well, I don't have a great answer to the Bud Hut burning question of the day, but most of us Southenders are quarantined up, avoiding friends and family, shopping once a week with masks and gloves. It's not like the virus is epidemic down here, yet. But why take chances? Even the South End String Band quit practicing together, not because we were worried about achieving early perfection, but after that choir up in Mount Vernon gathered together to sing Joyful Noises and ended up with 3 dead, 4 in intensive care, and 24 infected, we thought practicing at home by ourselves might just make more sense. Thankfully, none of us have suggested Zoom for cyber practicing. A little hiatus will be just fine. Easter is this weekend, and even though the president once told the true believers the pandemic would be over by then and businesses would open, it doesn't look at this point that this would come to pass. Except for the little church of the ravine, looks like. I guess these folks and Pastor Paul aren't watching secular news from the temporal world. That, or they assume the good Lord will be watching out for them. I kind of worry she may not be watching out for the rest of us. Maybe bring plague to our neighborhood through the typhoid Marys of their little church. Plus, you know, it sets a bad example for the sports zealots who want nothing more than to get back to baseball tournaments and basketball tournaments and, you know, the opener season of, you know, football and whatever. You want true believers? Check out the pilot lounge down at the South End Marina on any given weekend before the pandemic shut it down. They'd be willing to risk a virus or two and maybe even the bubonic plague to congregate once again in front of that 52-inch big screen TV over the bar. Half the boys think the alcohol in their glass is better preventative than hand sanitizers. They figure Pastor Paul is passing out sacramental wine he buys from the liquor store. Another essential business, they notice. Churches and bars, open up them pearly gates.
Phosphorescent glows in the dark, he's pink and pleasant. Take him with you when you're traveling far.